Radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 52 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, tell you about all the news of the day. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 3:30. At 4:15, we are going to visit this month's KPR Community Spotlight organization. For the last 14 years, a Lawrence-based organization has been providing financial and emotional support to families facing a pediatric cancer diagnosis.
It's one of the most rewarding things to know that we're keeping families' lights on. We're helping them to stay in their house, to keep their heat on.
Coming up on KPR, Baby J's Legacy of Hope. We'll tell you all about it coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 20s. Sunshine tomorrow, much cooler. Highs only reaching the lower 40s.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Can tell where the front is sitting because it's 35 degrees in Manhattan, 36 in Abilene, 52 here in Lawrence. The time is 3:20. KPR News. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Never know what's going to happen overnight. Never fear, KPR and NPR have staff keeping an eye on it all for you. Get caught up tomorrow morning with Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 47 degrees in Topeka, and it's 3:30.
By canal, but complete repair of the broken sewage pipe is still weeks away. For NPR News, I'm Justin O'Neill.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Algerian men's national team will make Lawrence, Kansas, its official base camp for this summer's World Cup, bringing the total number of teams based in this region to 4. Madeline Fox has the story.
Algeria will use the University of Kansas soccer facility, Rock Chalk Park, for its World Cup practice site. Algeria has 2 first-round games in Kansas City, June 16th versus Argentina and June 27th against Austria. Kansas City has more base camps located in the region than any other host city. On the Missouri side, England claims Swope Soccer Village, and the Netherlands will use the Kansas City Currents practice facility in Riverside. Argentina will take Sporting Kansas City's training facility in Kansas. I'm Madeline Fox.
President Donald Trump has appointed 3 more federal judges in Kansas, adding to the list of state officials he's been elevating to national positions. The appointees included Tony Mativi, who leads the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, as well as Solicitor General Anthony Powell. Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach selected Mativi and Powell for their current roles.
It's definitely a big loss for my office personally and for the KBI, but it's a big gain for the state of Kansas in terms of having 2 great judges serving on the Kansas District Court.
Once the vacancies are filled, all 6 of the active federal district judges in Kansas will be Trump appointees. Kansas may be the next state to ban sugary drinks and sweets for those using SNAP benefits. KPR's Zach Boblett has the story.
The legislation passed the Kansas House, but drew criticism from Democrats like Representative Stephanie Sawyer Clayton, who says the bill chooses junk food winners and losers. The bill allows people using their SNAP card to purchase cookies, muffins, and chips, but soda and candy are a no-go.
We're saying that Mars is bad because they make candy, but Lay's is okay, even though, guess what, potato chips aren't healthy either.
Republicans in favor of the bill say billions of dollars are spent on sweets within the SNAP program, which could be spent on healthier options like meat and produce. GOP supporters say the federal government might claw back rural hospital funding if Kansas fails to pass the ban. The bill now moves to the Senate. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
With wildfires in western Kansas and Oklahoma, officials are now monitoring air quality and advising people to stay inside. Kothar Shire has more.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that healthy people should limit or avoid strenuous outdoor exercise, and vulnerable people should remain indoors. Children, the elderly, and those with respiratory conditions and cardiovascular diseases face the highest risk of health problems from the pollutants released by wildfires. Officials say updates will be provided when air quality index results are available. I'm Kothar Shire.
It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 47 in Topeka, 43 in Emporia. It is 3:35.
This is immediately that we wanted to give back.
If you had the chance to talk to tens of thousands of people about Baby J's legacy of hope, what would you want them to know?
That we're here no matter what. You don't have to be in treatment. If you finish treatment, we're still here. We help families 12 months post-diagnosis. So, you know, if a family has finished treatment and they're still struggling, they can still reach out to us. We're always here no matter what.
The website is babyjslegacy.org. Erica Suter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, that website, babyjslegacy.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 10 minutes before 4.
What could the arrest of the man formerly known as Prince Andrew mean for others named in the Epstein files? The latest on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Ravel, February 21st, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
It's 49 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Topeka, 32 in Manhattan. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. I cannot believe Stephen Thompson just made that internet meme joke. Anyway, I'll try to pull myself together as we head into our 4 o'clock hour. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 12 minutes. In just about 25 minutes, we are going to talk more about the Trump administration's emergency orders to keep coal plants running, even when utilities want to shut them down. I'm assuming they mean by that coal-fired electric generation plants.
Anyway, it's all connected to a legal battle in Colorado, and we're going to talk about that once we get a little closer to 5 o'clock, our weekly shortwave news roundup. This week, discussing how ultra running affects the body. I'm glad to hear it because I'm never going to know. And we'll talk about the trend of intermittent fasting. I actually do know about that one because I do that. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music. Tuesday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 40s. We actually have a chance of snow tomorrow night. No accumulation expected, lows in the mid-20s.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet?
Terms of giving confidential government information to Jeffrey Epstein. What could his arrest mean for others named in the files? We'll have the latest developments tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From 5 to 9 a.m., you'll get the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Partly cloudy skies coming our way tonight with a low in the lower 20s. Right now it's 49 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Algerian men's national team will make Lawrence, Kansas, its official base camp for this summer's World Cup, bringing the total number of teams based in this region to 4. Madeline Fox has the story.
Algeria will use the University of Kansas soccer facility, Rock Chalk Park, for its World Cup practice site. Algeria has 2 first-round games in Kansas City, June 16th versus Argentina and June 27th against Austria. Kansas City has more base camps located in the region than any other host city. On the Missouri side, England claims Swope Soccer Village, and the Netherlands will use the Kansas City Currents practice facility in Riverside. Argentina will take Sporting Kansas City's training facility in Kansas. I'm Madeline Fox.
President Trump has appointed 3 more federal judges in Kansas, adding to the list of state officials he's been elevating to national positions. The appointees included Tony Mativi, who leads the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, as well as Kansas Solicitor General Anthony Powell. Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach selected Mativi and Powell for their current roles.
It's definitely a big loss for my office personally and for the KBI, but it's a big gain for the state of Kansas in terms of having 2 great judges serving on the Kansas District Court.
Once the vacancies are filled, all 6 of the active federal district judges in Kansas will have been Trump appointees. A former Kansas foster care leader has pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud charges after admitting to stealing from the organization. As Dylan Lyson reports, Robert Smith was the CEO of the foster care contractor St. Francis Ministries from 2014 to 2020.
The Kansas Reflector reports that Smith admitted to using the organization's credit cards for personal spending. He also admitted to authorizing payments for fraudulent invoices to embezzle money. Prosecutors accused Smith and his co-defendant, William Weimark, of inflating the prices of invoices to steal nearly $5 million from the state contractor. Smith was facing 20 charges of wire fraud and money laundering, but pleaded guilty to a single charge. Weimark pleaded guilty to 2 charges of wire fraud last year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
With wildfires in western Kansas and Oklahoma, Kansas officials are monitoring air quality and advising some people to stay inside. Kotha Shire has that story.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that healthy people should limit or avoid strenuous outdoor exercise, and vulnerable people should remain indoors. children, the elderly, and those with respiratory conditions and cardiovascular diseases face the highest risk of health problems from the pollutants released by wildfires. Officials say updates will be provided when air quality index results are available. I'm Kothar Shire.
We are expecting lows in the lower 20s tonight and highs only reaching the lower 40s tomorrow. It's 49 degrees in Lawrence and it's 435.
It's All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Next time on Live a Green Lady Lounge, Ken Lovren's Organ Jazz Trio brings the funk. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We are closing in on 5 o'clock. At 5:01, we will have an update of news headlines. At 5:06, The Andrew, formerly known as Prince Andrew. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has been arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office over his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor is denying wrongdoing. Get the latest on what we know and what we still don't coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, sponsoring American mandolinist Sam Bush live in concert at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, April 4th. Event and ticket information at liberty-hall.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 20s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 40s. We do have a 40% chance of snow tomorrow night. Lows in the mid-20s, not expecting any accumulation. If we do get any, it will be very small.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulless Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
What could the arrest of the man formerly known as Prince Andrew mean for others named in the Epstein files? The latest on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. It is 48 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 43 degrees in Lawrence, 37 in Topeka. It's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies all around the state, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, Tuesday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. At 5:30, we will get you an update of news headlines. It's just about 11 minutes away. At 5:44, we're going to tell you all about this month's KPR Community Spotlight Organization. Stay tuned to learn all about Baby J's Legacy of Hope. It's coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser. February 28, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Cold weather rolling in. We shouldn't be surprised. It is February. But we all kind of hope spring would stay, but that's not in the cards. Lows in the lower 20s tonight. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs only reaching the lower 40s. We do have a 40% chance of snow tomorrow night with little or no snow accumulation. Lows in the mid-20s tomorrow night. Sunshine and highs in the 40s again on Saturday. It's 37 degrees in Topeka, 29 in Manhattan, and 36 in Emporia. It is 5:20.
Thank you so much, Juana.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The man formerly known as Prince Andrew has been arrested in the UK. This comes after the recent release of files by the US Justice Department. He's accused of giving confidential government information to Jeffrey Epstein. What could his arrest mean for others named in the files? We'll have the latest developments on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Start off your Friday right with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 20s, highs in the lower 40s tomorrow. News headlines coming up in 30 seconds. It's 5:30.
University.
Usually it's a distant relative, like a second or third cousin.
The method has solved high-profile cold cases like the Golden State Killer attacks, but Knight says,
this isn't a magic wand. It's a very labor-intensive process,
which takes old-fashioned investigative work, and that, she says, can take time.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A former Kansas foster care leader has pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud charges after admitting to stealing from the organization. As Dylan Lyson reports, Robert Smith was the CEO of the foster care contractor St. Francis Ministries from 2014 to 2020.
The Kansas Reflector reports that Smith admitted to using the organization's credit cards for personal spending. He also admitted to authorizing payments for fraudulent invoices to embezzle money. Prosecutors accused Smith and his co-defendant, William Weimark, of inflating the prices of invoices to steal nearly $5 million from the state contractor. Smith was facing 20 charges of wire fraud and money laundering, but pleaded guilty to a single charge. Weimark pleaded guilty to two charges of wire fraud last year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas may be the next state to ban sugary drinks and sweets for those using SNAP benefits. KPR's Zach Boblett has the story.
The legislation passed the Kansas House, but drew criticism from Democrats like Representative Stephanie Sawyer Clayton, who says the bill chooses junk food winners and losers. The bill allows people using their SNAP card to purchase cookies, muffins, and chips, but soda and candy are a no-go.
We're saying that Mars is bad because they make candy, but Lay's is okay, even though, guess what, potato chips aren't healthy either.
Republicans in favor of the bill say billions of dollars are spent on sweets within the SNAP program, which could be spent on healthier options like meat and produce. GOP supporters say the federal government might claw back rural hospital funding if Kansas fails to pass the ban. The bill now moves to the Senate. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Algerian men's national team will make Lawrence, Kansas its official base camp for this summer's World Cup, bringing the total number of teams based in this region to four. Madeline Fox has more.
Algeria will use the University of Kansas soccer facility, Rock Chalk Park, for its World Cup practice site. Algeria has two first-round games in Kansas City, June 16th versus Argentina and June 27th against Austria. Kansas City has more base camps located in the region than any other host city. On the Missouri side, England claims Swope Soccer Village, and the Netherlands will use the Kansas City Currents practice facility in Riverside. Argentina will take Sporting Kansas City's training facility in Kansas. I'm Madeline Fox.
We do have a red flag warning in effect for the southernmost reaches of the KPR terrestrial listening area. If you're down around Chanute, a red flag warning, high grassland fire danger through 8 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, in the weather, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 40s. We do have a 40% chance of snow tomorrow night. Little or no accumulation expected, but be careful. Lows tomorrow night in the mid-20s. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered.
Well, we seem to have a bit of a problem. Just one moment, please. All right. That website that will put you in touch with Baby J's Legacy, it is babyjslegacy.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 10 minutes before 6.
What could the arrest of the man formerly known as Prince Andrew mean for others named in the Epstein files? The latest on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news. Matthew Algia will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.